The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Wednesday, the fourth week of Lent. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Years ago, a parishioner asked me a question about the content of a class they had attended. The instructor had asserted that Jesus did not know that he was God and that he was surprised by the resurrection. Imagine dying as a man and waking up as a god. Pretty cool. Of course, the teacher was wrong. It's sad that a Christian, and this class was sponsored by the local Catholic diocese, would be so uninformed about their own faith. So, was Jesus God? Yes. Did he know that he was God? Yes. This is abundantly clear from the Gospels themselves. For example, in the Gospel from today's Mass, John chapter 5, we read the following. Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. If the crowds listening to Jesus had drawn the wrong conclusion, he would have corrected them. If he wasn't God, the man Jesus would not have wanted God to be dishonored by a mortal claiming that he was equal to the divine. But Jesus does not correct them, because they're not wrong. They understood accurately. Jesus claims to be equal to God. In time, the Church came to express her belief in the divinity of Christ by asserting that Jesus is a divine person with both a divine nature and a human nature. So what does this mean? Well, the Son of God is the second person of the Blessed Trinity. Together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, the Son is fully divine. When we refer to God casually, we usually mean God the Father. The Father is God, but so also are the Son and the Spirit. They are three distinct divine persons who totally possess the one divine nature, whole and entire, without division. When the Son of God became man, he took on a human nature. He now has a human body and a human soul, and he will have them for all eternity. Jesus' human nature is not a costume or simply a way of appearing to others. He didn't give up any of his divine attributes when he became man. Instead, his humanity was united to his divine person. We can think of it like this. The category person answers the question, who, while the category nature answers the question, what. So, who is Jesus, we ask? Well, he is God, the eternal Son of the Father. He is a divine person. But what is Jesus? He is both God and man. That is, he has a divine nature and a human nature. And because he is a divine person and not a human person, Jesus always knew himself to be God, even in his human mind, according to the mind's capacity to know. It means clear, by the time that he was an older boy, Jesus knew that he was the Son of God the Father. When he was 12, Jesus was separated from Mary and Joseph and spent three days searching for him. Finding Jesus in the temple, they questioned him about his disappearance. St. Luke tells us what happened. And he said to them, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" If Jesus was not aware of his divine identity, then he would have been living an illusion. I mean, think of this. If a young boy crawls around the house barking like a dog or roaring like a lion, it's cute if he's 2 or 3 years old. But if the same boy, when he's a teenager, thinks that he is a dog or a lion or something else, then it's a delusion. It's neurotic. If Jesus ever thought that he was a human person, he would have been wrong. And that would be impossible. Now, it's an open question about how Jesus' human mind perceived and understood his divinity. We know that in his human nature, Jesus grew in knowledge and wisdom, as the scripture attests. And we know that the human mind is limited. But we can assume that Jesus' self-understanding unfolded gradually, just as it would for any child growing up. However, that unfolding would always be in the direction of a more complete and authentic self-knowledge. May Jesus, true God and true man, guide us through the penitence of Lent to a greater participation in his kingdom. God bless you.